Welcome to episode 1 of season 2 of Let's Talk the Wonder Years. This episode is called Heart of Darkness, and it aired November 30th, 1988. So, we start with a nightmare of Kevin. Kevin's having a nightmare. We learn he's now in 7th grade, and the nightmare is him in a cave, running, it's dark, he can't see anything. And he wakes up in 7th period math class in red pajamas. And this dream becomes important later on as it kind of shows you what's going on in the plot and how Kevin's feeling lately. This dream will happen until it doesn't happen, and it'll be a big message of Kevin growing up. So we learn that from the dream that Paul and Winnie are in the cave and he's trying to save them. And he's terrified about what's going to happen to them. Throughout the dream, Paul is not in it always. Either Paul or Winnie seem to always be in a portion of the dream. So from there, Kevin wakes up and he tells us a little bit about the 15 minutes before homeroom. And it tells us they're very important, that you either need somewhere to go or you need to stand and act like you're doing something. You have to seem busy. That's what we learn from him. You either have to be going somewhere, walking towards somewhere, or you have to be doing something while you're standing still. So Paul and Kevin need to decide whether they're going to walk around or stand. And Kevin even asks Paul, well, what did we do yesterday? And Paul pretty much says, well, we did for 5 minutes we stood around, 5 minutes we walked around. So while they're deciding that, Winnie approaches. And Kevin remembers Winnie breaking his heart last year. And I seem to remember it ending a lot better, but I guess as time goes by and Kirk McRae is around, Kevin just gets more mad. And he even fires back, well, where's Kirk? And Winnie's like, well, I want us to be friends still. And that's when Winnie's called over for Kirk. And we see that Kirk's older than Winnie. We were reminded of that, I think, last season. But he's called over because Kirk needs to tell him something, and it's very young and demure. All right, so we get the feeling from Paul and Kevin that they feel Winnie is becoming too cool for them. She's a cool kid. She's hanging out with older kids and fitting in better with them than she is fitting in with Kevin and Paul. But from Winnie's point of view, we never get her point of view, but it seems to me that she wants to be friends with everyone. But Paul and Kevin are like, well, if you're going to be friends with the cool people, you have to choose the cool people. You can't be friends with us and the losers. So we then get introduced to our guest star of the episode, the guy who kind of facilitates where they eventually end up that has to do with Kevin's dream. And his name's Gary Cousset. And he's the typical kid who isn't very popular. He talks a bigger game than he actually probably is. And Kevin tells us that he's a mother's worst nightmare. He's got long, long hair. He talks pretty much out of his ass, and he really doesn't follow any rule. So we meet him when they're taking a math test, and Gary is trying to get the answers from Paul first. And instead of giving him, Paul says, look, we can't. The teacher's going to hear. Teacher's going to see. And then Gary's like, oh, she couldn't even hear herself fart. So from there, Gary's not getting anything out of Paul, so he decides to ask Kevin. And Kevin, even though in the dialogue, knows that Gary's a bad guy and knows he shouldn't be giving him the answer, he gives it anyways. And even in the dialogue through the narrator, Kevin knows he shouldn't, and in his mind he knows exactly the guy Gary is, but gives him the answer anyways. So we then do that first few questions, and then Paul actually ruins it for them because he keeps saying, well, Kevin, why are you doing that? Why are you giving Gary the answers? And Kevin doesn't have an answer, and Kevin knows Paul's right, but somehow the teacher from sitting on her desk is all the way over there and hears Paul saying that she's not stupid as she looks, which is hilarious, but ends them up in detention. So, in detention, Paul and Kevin worry about what's going to happen with their parents, to which Gary's got the answer. He says, well, look, we'll just forge this. I do this all the time. And Kevin goes right along with it, and Paul takes some convincing, but by that point, it's too late, and they both have their signatures forged. So we then go to another nightmare that Kevin has, where he's falling into the abyss, but this time he's chasing after Winnie, who's he's trying to save from the cave, and he wakes up in that same classroom, naked, just with his underwear. So it's a theme of, I think, fear of the unknown, kind of, this dream, where he doesn't know where he's gonna go in his high school, I think, no, not high school, middle school career, and he just, the fear of the unknown, I think, is the main theme of this dream. So we get another scene where Winnie is over talking with the cool people, but this time Paul is the one to react, where he thinks that the contacts that she's wearing makes her cool, but also a snob. So it's good. It's nice to hear Paul's point of view other than just Kevin's point of view. So we get distracted because they see Gary, and Gary is their version of cool. They can't have Winnie. They can't hang out with Kirk and the rest of them. So they settle on Gary. So Gary comes over and asks Kevin to put a paper bag in his locker before lunch for Friday night. So this leads to an offer for Kevin and Paul to stay over at his house in his backyard, which Kevin is all for, and Kevin convinces Paul, hey, look, you just say you're staying at my house, and we'll go over, and then we'll do have a fun night without Winnie. So Kevin and Paul again avoid talking to Winnie, with the same theme of that, look, they have someone cool now, she has someone cool, so they don't need her anymore. So again, Kevin has a nightmare the night before. He's going over to Gary's, and it's the same type of thing. He's carrying Winnie because her leg hurts, which is very important later on in this story. Her leg hurts, but he wakes up in class but not carrying Winnie, but a stuffed bunny. This is when he freaks out, oh, and she needs help. And then we just see like a rabbit, call it a stuffed animal. So from there, we get Kevin telling Norma the truth about where he's going. And even when she asks about his grades, he says, oh, look, he got the same mark as me in the last test, which is actually true because he was copying Kevin on the last test. And, he uses Paul and says, look, Paul's allowed to go. And if you don't trust me, I'll give her your number, which is a smart tactic because Norma's the type of parent to say, oh, look, I want him to trust me. So I'm going to trust him. So we head over to Gary's backyard, which is, it looks like deep. It's deep into the forest. Like I thought we were just going in their backyard. So Kevin and Paul, not knowing what Gary has in store and what was in that paper bag, bring marshmallows, Kool-Aid, and Twinkies. But Gary brings out beer, and Kevin sees as 900 cigarettes. So it's that old thing where you want to look cooler, so you bring more than what you're going to actually do. Like he had cartons upon cartons of cigarettes. All right, so Kevin next, again, gives into peer pressure into smoking cigarettes. And Paul turns it away, but this is what confused me. Paul instead says he doesn't smoke, but when offered a beer, he chugs it. So I guess beer is okay for Paul, but smoking is not. We learn why in a second. So we learn Gary could party 24 hours a day. And we learn a little bit more about Gary. He has a girlfriend with big honkers, but she goes to a different school. So whether or not Gary has a girlfriend, I think he talks, again, it's like I said at the beginning, he talks up a bigger game. And I don't think he actually has one. I think it's to look like the cooler of the three of them. He asks about what's going on with them. And Kevin kind of brings up breaking up with, well, not breaking up, but he used to date Winnie Cooper. And Gary approves, but Winnie is flat to Gary. So I guess doesn't compete with Gary's potential girlfriend. So Paul calls Winnie flat, and there's an argument whether who's flatter, Carla Healy or Winnie Cooper. Gary has more advice for them. Says he can't date a girl for too long, and this is where Paul decides that he does smoke, just with the help of alcohol. All right, that's when Paul decides that all three of them should go do something instead of just sitting around. So they head for the cave, which is the exact same cave. I checked it multiple times. It is the exact same cave as the one in Kevin's dream. And we head in there, and Paul is super drunk and starts yelling spelunking millions of times. And that's when Gary gives us the story of a guy who went into one of the pipes, drowned, and then starved to death. Which Kevin brought up the same point that I thought of, which is, well, which is it? Did he starve to death or did he drown? And this is the back and forth where Gary says, well, I knew the guy. And Kevin hilariously says, well, because you knew him, he can starve to death and drown at the same time? And all Gary knows is the rats ate parts of him, and parts of him were never found. All right. So this is when Gary takes a dark turn where he starts scaring Paul and Kevin. Paul hurts his leg, and that's when they're like, oh, you know what? Gary's not as cool as we thought. And they leave Gary in there. And that's where I put in my notes, leaves Gary to die, because that's the last you see of Gary in the show. You never see him again. And he's in that cave probably. He probably went through that tunnel and never was seen thrown again. They return to Norma's, and Kevin tells the audience he felt bad for Gary. However, do not. He talked up a big game, and he was unable to match it with what he did. So after that, Kevin had no more nightmares, which I think is because he went in that cave and left it, he was able to face his fear. And that was all. There's nothing more to be afraid of that cave. That's when they return to the house. They admit to the parents that they just wanted to come home, and they accept them in. So the next day, Winnie returns to Paul and Kevin, and Winnie wonders if they're mad. And she's wearing her glasses again, which I think is to symbolize that she's on their level again. And that's when Kevin jokes that she looks much smarter, and she looks super dumb with those contacts, which is a compliment to Winnie, which I think it's more of a diss than a compliment. But I guess take what you can get from Kevin and Paul. So that was the episode. It was a great episode. I'd probably give it 18 and a half out of 20. And two guest stars we had for this episode, which I'm going to be doing from now on, is two main guest stars and say what they've been in recently. So Michael Landis was played Kirk McRae, continues to work in 2020, and starred in Angels Has Fallen, and has projects laid on into 2020. And Brecken Mayer, who played Gary, continues to work mainly in guest star roles, but he has a kind of lead role in a procedural drama in 2020 as well. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.